This is Dateline Washington on the Radio American Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. There is still no deal on Capitol Hill on a $700 billion bailout plan for Wall Street. And that's largely because House Republicans have refused to sign on to the deal. That move and the role of John McCain in holding up the Bush plan is being hailed by longtime conservative activist Richard Viguerie. Richard is the author of Conservatives Betrayed, and he's chairman of conservativehq.com. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Why are you staunchly opposed to this plan, and what has John McCain done to hold it up, in your opinion?
Well, John McCain has been Horatio at the bridge. He's really stood up to the President of the United States and to most of the Senate Republicans and, of course, the entire Democratic Party. This is not only a bailout for Wall Street, Greg, but it's a bailout for the Democrats and their allies. And they've designed this in such a way that their organizations that supply much of their energy and shoe leather and votes, people, organizations like Acorn are going to realize hundreds of millions of dollars. This is a boondoggle almost without end for the Democratic Party. And this is nothing but bad news for America. And it takes us way down the road to socialism. And it's going to be a precedent for every significant company in America that runs into problems, whether it's the auto industry, the credit card industry. All of these people are going to be in Washington within days after this is passed with their hand out and asking the taxpayers to solve their problems.
Richard, you brought up several points there, and let's take them one at a time. Number one, you talked about a group called Acorn that some people may have heard of but don't know a lot about. What Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said, if in fact this goes through and if in fact the investments that the government makes bring back more revenue than the $700 billion being spent out, that instead of giving it back to the taxpayers, they would want to give it to community organizations like Acorn. Explain to our listeners what this group is all about.
Well, I'm not an authority on Acorn, but I know that they've been fined. They're under investigation for vote fraud. They are heavily involved in community organizing in the inner city, and they are credited with turning out large numbers of voters for the Democratic Party, Democratic candidates, and many of them appear to be illegal aliens. They appear to be people who are not registered to vote, and it's a major cog in the Democratic turnout voter machine, and much of their activity is illegal and it is criminal.
Richard, in terms of what should be in any package, explain for our listeners what you want the House Republicans and really eventually a majority to push for here in putting together any legislation.
Well, we should design this in so that it has it's consistent with the heritage of America, which is we are a free market capitalistic society, and it shouldn't be the taxpayers that are bailing this these Wall Street companies out of business. I mean, out and saving their rear ends. One of the big lies that's being told out there now is that this is a failure of deregulation, a failure of capitalism, failure of the free market. It's the exact opposite. Almost 100% of these problems, Greg, have come about because of Democratic Party legislation, rules that have been passed. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac is, maybe borders, if not more than borders, on a criminal enterprise. The Democrats have put their top people in there and taken hundreds of millions of dollars for their friends and colleagues. This bankrupt organization is handing out hundreds of millions of dollars in campaign contributions, charitable contributions to their favorite liberal organizations. So we shouldn't, prop these people up so that they can just come back again. This is a free market should save these people, and we need to reduce taxes. We need to balance the budget. We need to strengthen the dollar, and that's how we'll help these companies. By the way, maybe there's nothing more important than if we could abolish the Democratic legislation called Sarbanes-Oxley, which is a major culprit in the financial crises that we have right now.
Richard, one of the things that's been pointed out, and you pointed it out earlier, the House Republicans are really battling the president of their own party. They're battling virtually all the Democratic lawmakers and even most of the senators in their own party. It's worth, of course, pointing out that the House Republicans aren't needed to pass anything. So why are those in favor of the current plan as it exists so insistent on getting them on board politically, do you think?
Very good question, Greg. And the answer is... This is an incredible opportunity late in the game for the Republicans to turn this election around. They could make significant gains in the House and possibly even the Senate, and certainly capture the White House if they are on the side of 70-75% of the American people and oppose this bailout. And the Democrats feel naked out there if they are the ones supplying most of the votes for this legislation that is being so soundly rejected by the American people. They want some political cover, and they're, really anxious to get the Republicans on board. And if the Republicans in the House, as you know, as you pointed out, is a minority, but if they all hang tough, this bailout will sink. The Democrats are not going to put their elections at risk by being the only ones basically supporting this terrible piece of legislation.
At the same time, the market seemed to be up for most of Thursday when it looked like the deal was imminent. If this stalemate persists and the markets end up going down precipitously as a result of a lack of a deal, will Republicans and conservatives end up paying a political price for that?
Not at all. If they have a proposal, you can't be just against the Democrat bailout. We have to have our own proposal. And there's no one who has articulated this better on the Republican side than Newt Gingrich. Day after day, he has been out there, leading the way and explaining what type of legislation that we need to turn this financial crisis around. But we don't need to do what some people's definition of insanity is, repeat the same behavior and get the same result, get different results. This problem is caused by the Democratic legislators. We can't let them write legislation and thinking they're going to fix the problem. They caused the problem, and we can't have them involved in fixing the problem. We need free market, capitalistic, constitutional ways to solve the problem. And if people just take a leaf from Newt Gingrich's playbook, Republicans could score some major gains this election.
Richard, unfortunately, our time is up. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Richard Viguerie is chairman of conservativehq.com. He's the author of Conservatives Betrayed. This is Dateline Washington.